The suit alleges improperly trained officers used excessive force in what began as a welfare check on 20-year-old Cody Ayer, who was suicidal and carrying a handgun as he walked along the Steese Highway on the evening of December 24, 2017. Heavily armed Alaska State Troopers and police repeatedly told the distraught Ayer to drop his gun, but he refused, and the officers say they opened fire when Ayer pointed his gun toward them and made a verbal threat. A state inquiry found the officer's use of deadly force was lawful, but the Ayer family questions the self-investigation and blames police and troopers for escalating the situation. Cody Ayer's mother, Magdalena Ayer, says her father was a Fairbanks police officer and describes the family as pro-law enforcement, but says she can't come to terms with what happened.
This whole thing is just, you know, it's unbelievable. This is, sometimes I still want to just wake up.
Pointing to Alaska's high rates of depression and suicide, Magdalena Ayer holds up what happened to her son as evidence of a broader problem with how law enforcement deals with people experiencing a mental health crisis.
I pleaded with them to save my son, to save my baby. And they said, this is our number one concern right now. So this is how they treated their number one concern. With the SWAT team and without any non-lethal weapons.
Why did they not just give him some space?
Cody Ayer's dad, Kyle Ayer, says effecting a better approach is a primary goal of the family's lawsuit.
Until we can have this dialogue and both sides recognize that there's a problem, it's not going to go away. It's going to get worse.
The Ayers say they're working with lawmakers to advocate for better crisis intervention training for law enforcement.
To handle people that are depressed and under strain.
The Ayers say they've had minimal communication with the state and city, both of which declined to comment, citing the active lawsuit. City spokesperson Teal Soden read from a statement describing the shooting as a traumatic event that affects all involved.
While law enforcement officers have the duty to protect the public and the right to protect themselves, we understand the impact of events such as this and the loss experienced by Cody's family.
The Ayer civil suit is not seeking a specific amount of money, and the family downplays any potential financial gain.
Money is really more of a story pull or a gauge of the severity of the situation. I can tell you this. I would give you my very life or everything I have or ever would have if you could just give me my son.
What else is there?
Cody Ayer was Alaska native, and his sister, Samantha Harrison of Juneau, is an indigenous rights activist. She says her brother's experience is representative of a bigger issue.
People that are suffering a mental health emergency are 16 times more likely to be shot and killed in police encounters. And Alaska Native people have the highest rates of officer-related shootings. And so I think we're just trying to like step back and look at this whole situation, big picture, and not necessarily point blame at anyone, but really think about like, how can we fix this?
Harrison says she's using platforms like the Arctic Council and the UN to advocate for change. She's joining her family in Fairbanks for a Christmas Eve morning walk and rally in remembrance of Cody and a community Christmas Eve party Tuesday night.
You know, Cody was really struggling Christmas Eve, and so we wanted to create this space so that everyone had somewhere to be on Christmas Eve.
Harrison says the family has joined with those of others killed by police and the group Indigenous Lives Matter to put on the Christmas Eve gathering at the Chief David Salmon Tribal Hall. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.